It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, I want to have a little bit of a conversation about my man Buzz Williams. I'll start with something perhaps incredibly stupid, but possibly relevant. Brian?
What's that?
The last coach they hired named Williams worked out pretty damn well.
Yeah, his name was Gary.
Yeah. So we got that going for us.
The master.
Just an absolute OG. Troy Macker is a friend of mine. He does a ton of college basketball content for Bet Rivers. Now, Troy is a hardcore Georgetown fan. I know this. He does not really like the University of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to compliment the hire stands out to me, and he did. Where did I just go? Troy said of Buzz, as a dude, Terps fans will love Buzz Williams. As a coach, Terps fans will appreciate him but grow tired of his style. But make no mistake, Buzz Williams is an awesome dude who will earn your respect as a head coach.
If he's winning, I don't think he'll go tired of his style.
I agree.
If you're not winning, then maybe people will get tired of your style.
Now, maybe people will get tired over time. Like, if we get to a point where this dude's been here 6 years and they made the tournament, four of them, and they haven't gotten past the sweet, like, there was a time where people got upset that Gary couldn't get past the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good problem to have. If we get there with Buzz, terrific. That seems so far away.
I was watching the Michigan State game the other day. Izzo has been there how many years?
Dude,
like,
30?
I think 30-something years. Sometimes people have to understand, you stumble every once in a while. But if you have stick-to-itness, you can get back. He has been, I would say, consistent. He's been more good than he's been bad. You could have got rid of him a while ago, and you could have had somebody. You probably wouldn't be nowhere where you are now. So start understand that sometimes. You know, maybe you get a coach in here and the coach starts playing well, and then all of a sudden you go back to thinking about the time when Gary took you there. Let's realize things have changed a little bit. You know, the landscape is different. Allow people to get work at it a little bit more. I hear a lot of complaining from the fans over there in Maryland, a lot about a lot of different things.
I agree. And
they complain more than the schools that consistently win it all.
It's crazy. I'm not sure. You know me pretty well. I, both on the Thursday before the Sweet 16 game, went nuts. And the Friday when you were off, it was me and Toby, I went nuts. Okay? I said a lot. I made clear how I felt. I opened the door to some stuff that perhaps people didn't know, whatever, right? I felt so emotionally drained after that I've decided with Buzz, because I'm on all these text threads with all these kids I went to college with, and I know a million boosters over there and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, this guy wanted him, this guy wanted him, this guy, whatever. I'm done. Buzz is the guy. I'm excited. I'm all positivity.
Do a little bit of Nate every once in a while. They just have him. The guys on our team, I'm going to cheer for him.
Yeah, dude.
He's gone. I'm done with him. Be like that.
So there was so much angst about, oh, my God, Willard's going to leave. They won't be able to field a team next year. What will we do? They've already. So Willard,
you can always field a team, people.
Doug, Willard officially left, I think, Sunday, right? I think that went down officially on Sunday. If it wasn't, it was Saturday, but it was last week.
Buzz was hired yesterday.
Buzz is hired yesterday, does his presser today. That's 3 days of a gap. And I just started following this account. Terps Recruiting. Shout out to Terps Recruiting. So On3 Sports has emerged as like a pretty big college sports platform, like web service, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Series of websites. Joe Tipton, who I'm not familiar with. Earlier today, about 16 minutes ago, said, news, Texas A&M big man Pharrell Payne has entered transfer portal with a do not contact tag, his agency tells On3 Sports. Of which, Terps Recruiting quote tweeted, it said, keep your eyes peeled here, folks. Payne is the first Texas A&M player to enter the transfer portal, and the do not contact tag sure is interesting. Also has experience playing in the Big Ten. White Brian, what is the do not contact tag? It means I'm transferring, but I'm locked in already?
Yeah, essentially, it's they either have their mind up or they're between like 3 or 4 schools and they're just saying, I don't want any other schools to contact me, so I'm going to do the reaching out.
Okay.
How about you just don't go into the portal? Don't make it public until you figure that out. Because if you don't say I'm going into the portal, nobody's going to contact you.
That's true. But
just start talking to the teams and then say, okay, I've already made my mind up. And then you don't have to go through all that crap.
But maybe you want your team to know you're leaving.
I don't know. Tell them.
Well, the only reason I bring this gentleman up is he's a 6'9" junior. I imagine he's about 20 years old or something. Played for Buzz at A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Is now going to be, he's clearly available now. I don't know that Maryland's going to get him, but like, there's going to be a million moving parts, folks. My anger with Willard was how he handled things. But what I said repeatedly is the sun's going to come up tomorrow. Like, it's still Maryland basketball. And with the transfer portal, as long as they quickly moved to get a new coach and everybody expected this crazy drop off. And I just didn't expect that.
No.
And maybe, you know what I think the drop-off's going to be, Brian? Derek Queen's going to the NBA. He's the best player that program's had in some time.
Wow.
Like, but that was happening if Willard stuck around or not.
But, like, what you have to realize, I think the people with the mindset about how great of a basketball school Maryland is, you have to go out there and get players. Just like all the other schools are doing.
You got
to
pay.
The other schools are getting the people are leaving, and then they go out there and get more players. You're going to have to do that. You cannot be in NASCAR trying to race a go-kart.
Right.
Okay? If you go compete, and you're not just competing with the Big Ten. You're competing across the whole nation. If they're going to get top-notch players, you better be getting them. And you better not do what we were doing prior to Adam coming here. Bargain shopping is not going to get you there.
Right. I mean, the...
Yo, go get one. If you go get one nice, nice dude, you may get other guys who want to come play with that guy.
So here is Buzz Williams, for those uninformed. Most recently coached at Texas A&M. Prior to that, it was Virginia Tech. Then it was Marquette. Made the tournament at all of his stops. Buzz Williams in College Park talking about his philosophy as a coach.
Team could be men's basketball within the athletic department. Teams could be men's basketball within this institution. This team relative to this state. There's a lot of lenses, in my opinion, in how you can view a team. And as best I can understand as of this moment in time, whatever it's been, 4.5 hours since I've been on this campus, I understand the magnitude and the responsibility that comes with it. And I can assure you that from the intent of my heart and the best way that I can, will represent all of those teams in a way that will be honoring and respectful and show great reverence to the former players, the former coaches, the things that have been created. Nor do I think that it's because that's how I got the job.
All right. Listen, man, I think he's going to say all the right things. Kevin Willard said all the right things. Like, it's hard to have a bad press conference when you're getting introduced. I think a lot of it with Buzz. Like, so let's run through the question marks, because I think that's fair. Like, when Washington traded for Debo, we understood there were question marks. When Washington traded for Tunsil, the easy question to ask is, all right, why, if he's so good, why is Houston trading him, right? We've gone through all that. I asked D'Amico Ryans that 2 days ago. So, Buzz Williams, let's go through the question marks. And we can just decide how much we care about them. Buzz Williams doesn't stay in one place too long. He was only in Marquette for, 7 years, Virginia Tech for 5, and Texas A&M for 6.
We addressed that earlier. How long did your previous coaches stay here?
You're right.
And no, I'm asking a question to the fans, since they want to question that. How soon were you ready for both of those coaches to go? Because I know the dude before Willard, you wanted him gone damn near immediately.
Turgeon.
So, how where's your – you want the coach to be here forever. But we – this fan base seemed to be one of the most impatient of them all. So how the hell you expect – how you going to point fingers at that dude when you want the people gone soon before they sign a damn contract, before the ink dry?
Bro, I mean, specific to Willard, if Derek Queen doesn't bank in that buzzer beater, I think there's a lot of conversation if people wanted him back, let alone going to Villanova.
Yeah, I mean, they missed the tournament.
They went under 500 the year before.
We're asking the question now is, he doesn't stay places long. 6 years in college basketball, 7 years is a long damn time.
It's like dog years.
And especially now that the players have the right to be able to freely move, I asked the question. I get letters often from my university, okay? My daughter just says she keep getting them from Maryland.
I do, too.
How many people send the thing back with a declaration that you're going to be donating some money to the school? So, I mean, the thing about it, you ask these questions. Yeah, as it was the SAP, the preacher dude the other day in the church talking about, it pays to sit up here. But let's be real. It pays to play. I mean, you got to pay to play in college sports. And if you want to compete with these other schools and want a guy to stay at your school more than 5, 6, 7 years, you're going to have to pay him. And you know what you have to do? You have to get him some players to be able to pay them. You got to pay them too. Because the other schools are doing it. And you can't compete against those other schools by trying to act like, oh, we're better than OC. We don't do this. Those days are over with. If you're going to compete at a high level, you're going to hand it out. Duke used to claim he didn't give money, probably getting it before then, too. But they get getting it. Did you see how many people going to their school? Come on, bro.
Yeah, man. As far as Buzz, you know, might not last here beyond 6, 7 years, that's a good problem to have. because it means he's coached well enough to stick around, probably get a second contract, and it means they're making the tournament and probably winning games in the tournament.
Yeah.
Another question I've heard with Buzz is, and this one I think's a little more interesting. He's from Texas. He grew up in Texas. He started his coaching career at various Texas colleges. Why would he want to leave Texas? I don't know. I've heard College Station's kind of a dump.
You know why?
I've also heard...
because Maryland gave him the most money.
Probably.
Let's face it. I grew up in Louisiana. Probably would have loved to play for the Saints. But guess what? Washington drafted me. And I would loved it. And guess what I still? I still don't want to move back to Louisiana. Because I got here. Then I went to Philly. Why? Because Washington cut me. So I had to go somewhere else.
Right.
Let's stop. People, like John used to always say, when you are a multi-millionaire, a billionaire, people are like, well, where the guy going to live? When you're making $50, $60 million and stuff like that, you live where the hell you want to live because there are private jets to go everywhere.
Right. Now, he's not making that kind of money.
No. But I'm not saying that kind of money. I'm saying once you start making the $2, $3, $4, $5 million a year, you can make wherever you are home.
Sure.
If he got a big old tree at home in Texas, he could get one built right up here.
Right.
You know? If he needs a horse or a cow,
right,
he can go get one.
Right.
If you want one, you know, it's just the limited mindset that you
Agreed.
Can only live where you grew up. That stuff is done.
Agreed.
You know, the way people are today, you can build what the hell you want.
Well, I agree with all that. I also think if you're at Texas A&M, now I think a lot of things can be a matter of perspective, right? So when Willard left Seton Hall to come to Maryland, perhaps he was surprised by the scope of the football program at the University of Maryland, right? Because he came from a place that didn't have football. When Buzz arrives from Texas A&M.
He's not worried.
Yo, like, the scope of football at A&M is 10x what it is at Maryland? 20?
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be a welcome. Like, he'll be happy to hang out with Lox because, hey, man, we could both help each other here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah.
This is so.
See, the thing about it, Willard,
different.
I don't know if people dug into it. He probably was the top. He was always the top dog. And he rolled into a university with football. And normally football is going to top basketball.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
And he got here and he realized, damn, I'm not top dog anymore. You know? And then he didn't know how to handle that. So where did he just go? Villanova.
Where he goes back to that?
They have a football team. It ain't nothing great, but they got a football team.
Right.
Probably why he chose that school.
Right. And then there's this, Buzz can't recruit to the DMV. Dude, you know what does the recruiting now? Cash.
Like, let's say this. You don't recruit too much anymore. You know how you recruit today? You go to the damn portal. The recruiting now is not 17, 18-year-olds. All right, the 17, 18-year-olds are probably looking at the bigger schools that are offering them the most money. Let's be real about
right.
it. When you now recruit, you recruit the guys that are 18, 19, possibly 20, that were at probably a mid-major or another school that's not getting playing time and wants to move on. But you got to also be willing to understand this. If they're not getting playing time here, they're going to be really move on from you next year too. So that it's basically like people that want to get in the dating scene. You know, like you always say it too. So if this girl kept doing something, like leaving this guy, leaving that guy, and you go get her, you think you're going to change her?
Right.
So if the guy... The AAU mindset is the problem with all the sports today. When I don't think I'm getting what I want, then I leave. Or what I think I want. Or what I think I'm supposed to get. I just leave. Nobody battles through anything anymore. So if they run to you, they might be going in a year or two. And I think you need to understand that when you start looking at the coach's success as well. If you don't have the players, you're going to have problems.
And I run to you. Speaking of coaches and players, I thought this is important. This is at Marquette, correct? This is one of Buzz Williams players talking about him. This young man's name, hopefully we're getting this right. Manny Obaseki.
That man right there next to Wade, one of the greatest people you will ever meet. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time in basketball in general. And he's changed my life. He's changed each and every one of our lives. And I'm so thankful for him. Coach Buzz, you mean everything to me. I love you. No matter what, I know you're going to be one call away, one text away. And no matter what anybody says, he's one of the greatest. And y'all can't change that. And nobody will change that or take that from him. Thank you.
There you go.
So that was from A&M. Sorry, that was a couple weeks ago, right? When they lost in the first round of the tournament. But
see, the thing about the connect between players and coaches, I don't think anybody understand that. You know what I'm saying? And you're listening to that, we can get a feel of it, but we probably don't know the level or the impact that dude had on him. I've had coaches that I left and played against, but you know what? Probably still respected that coach more than I did the coaches I was now playing for. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about pros, college as well. You meet people along the way, man, that make a distinct impact, and people can say what they want about them. They don't know what they did for you. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at the fans or the people, they're looking at one thing. How much did you win?
Well, and, dude, it sure seems like Maryland's going to lose Jacoby Gillespie, point guard that was really good for them.
Mm-hmm. He's in the portal?
Yeah. Maryland found him from Belmont, where he was playing down in Nashville. He is from Tennessee, I believe.
He's a hired gun now.
And Tennessee is making a play for him. Like, he's from Greenville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now being recruited by... So he's actually doing a visit with Tennessee. Also receiving interest from Kentucky, North Carolina, Maryland, and Villanova. Sure seems like he's going to the Vols. Would have happened regardless of who the coach was here.
What was the guard for South Carolina, the women's, last year?
I don't know. I remember.
That lady, she played for another team this year. And she might play for another one next year. The money has changed the mindset. And I think you got to think that right there, coaches used to have great influence on getting people to come to the school. Think about this. I really like this coach. He offered me $500,000. The other coach, I really don't like him as much. He offered me $1.5 million.
Right.
Where the hell you think I'm going? So when you look at you say, well, he's not getting anybody, better look at what they call it, the collective. The collective better be right, or the coach is going to be not. The coach is not going to have much success.
So Simpkins ended up getting a big time extension through 2030. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good for David Aldridge and Al Koken.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of moving parts over the next week for Maryland. Mm-hmm. Guys that were there that aren't. Maybe we get White Brian to chime in. Maybe we take some calls. Are you fired up about Buzz Williams in College Park? 800-636-1067. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right now, our guy Jeff Ehrman is in College Park. Was that Buzz Williams' introductory presser? Jeff, what's up, dude? How's it going over there?
Oh, it's going good, man. It was an interesting press conference. You know, some of this stuff was kind of hard to digest, but it's a new era for Maryland basketball, and we'll just see how it goes, I guess.
What was hard to digest, Jeff?
There were some portions where he was talking about teams and other kind of generalized, vague concepts that you felt a little bit like you were at like a workshop, like a leadership seminar or something. But, you know, it really comes down to winning. He's a quirky guy. If you win, he's the lovable, quirky guy. If he doesn't win, you know, everybody hates him. So that's all it's going to come down to.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not trying to, like, pander here. Uh-huh. If you just look at their resumes, Willard's 49, Buzz is 52. I think they're contemporaries, right? They've coached about the same amount of years, and Buzz has undoubtedly had more tournament success. Is it possible this is like a six or half dozen? Like, I don't know that either one of these guys is demonstrably better than the other. And if you had to pick one based on the tournament success, wouldn't it be Buzz?
For sure. There's no question about it. I mean, he's been to three Sweet 16s, one Elite Eight. You know, Kevin Willard, this was his first Sweet 16, and they took a miraculous shot by a star freshman who carried, you know, the team at times. Some people aren't excited, understandably, because he's not a young up-and-comer. You don't know if he's the guy that's going to get Maryland back to that national championship level. But looking at their resumes, objectively, it's a clear upgrade.
Okay. Well, that's step one. Why did Villanova want Willard so bad?
Yeah, that's been a question of mine, too. It's strange how they courted him as if, you know, he was one of the top coaches in the country. Not to say he's a bad coach, but I think it came down to relationships. I think he's very tight with Jay Wright. He's been around those Big East circles quite a bit, and those two were comfortable with each other. So that was the guy. And you know, honestly, last time they hired Kyle Neptune, who completely bombed. So it's not as if, you know, they've proven that they know who they should go and hire.
Yeah.
Like you say, Buzz is not the young up-and-comer, and people don't know if he's going to bring Maryland back. What makes people think that a young up-and-comer is going to bring him back?
Well, there's clearly no guarantee on that, B. Mitch, but the upside is there. You know, a few years ago when they hired Willard, a lot of the fans who are really into the analytics and those kind of things, they wanted two guys, Golden, who went to Florida and obviously now in the Final Four, and Nico Medved, who's a rising star, who just went to Minnesota. So there are plenty of examples of young guys you hire and they flame out quickly, but, you know, it's an upside thing. Does he have that upside? You know, I think he's a solid coach who will do well, but people, you know, with everything that's gone on and with 20 years of, you know, semi-mediocrity, two Sweet 16s, I think some people just wanted to see if they could find a rising star type of guy.
I get that, and I get that Buzz has bounced. I assume you or somebody asked him today, why can't you keep a job for more than five, 6 years?
I did not.
Did anybody?
No, there was. I think they gave three questions, and that was it.
Oh, all right.
So he didn't address that. And you know, at these introductory press conferences, it's a lot of fans, a lot of administrators. So it's not really like your typical media session.
Yeah.
It's kind of a celebratory function almost.
What's ironic is the only one of these I've been to was Willard's. And he was, I remember back then I wanted Patino and everybody's like, no, we need somebody who's going to be here 20 years. And they got Willard and how'd that go? I'll say, I'm curious if you agree with me, Jeff. Talking with our friend Jeff Ehrman here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Jeff is undoubtedly the best person covering the Maryland basketball, Maryland sports period inside MD Sports. I am impressed by President Pines for fast and decisive leadership on this thing. Does he deserve the credit? Are there others that deserve the credit? Like, the Willard played them, and he was able to respond in 3 days, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he was at the top of the search from everything I've gathered, along with the interim AD Colleen Sorum. And then they had a group of high-level boosters, believe it or not, that just, like, you know, they just rallied to help and were talking to agents and coaches, which is really unusual, but that's pretty good, you know, thumbnail sketch of where Maryland is right now. So, yeah, it was – he did do a good job. You know, obviously the results will tell the story, but, you know, I think – they clearly were played by Willard, like you said. I think it was kind of obvious at the time, so that's something that I think they might deserve some criticism for. But they did go ahead and get a coach that's very well respected. A lot of schools in that spot would be flailing and getting, you know, a lesser named coach.
All right, now it begins right away. The transfer portal's open. It's not like Buzz hasn't recruited the portal. It's not like he doesn't have kids at Texas A&M. Like, is it required for Maryland to fall off here? Or can they – you're going to lose some guys. Everybody – Derek Queen was going pro if Kevin Willard stuck around or not. You know what I mean? Like, how is this thing going to look going forward?
Well, he said today that he hasn't called any recruits yet. He said he has 1,100 messages on his phone that he hasn't read. But I'm sure that's the first order of duty, along with – hiring a staff, obviously. We're going to have to pay attention, see who comes in there. That's going to be a big part of it because you need some recruiters. But from what everybody's told me at Maryland, like in the booster circles and the inside of the program, they have a lot of money is what they say. And you try to get how much, and they just kind of give you that look like it's a lot. Whether that means $5 million, $8 million, I don't know. You know, this is the last little stretch here in the next couple months where you can pay for play, basically. You can just pay players for NIL. After that, when it switches to the revenue sharing model, you're not going to be able to do that. So what everybody's doing is just basically emptying their bank accounts right now in the portal. So players are going for astronomical amounts because this is the last chance to really just give them money other than the revenue share. So they say they have a lot. They should be able to get some guys in the portal, but when you have to rebuild an entire roster, that's a pretty big challenge.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. It costs to play now.
Seriously.
Yeah, there's guys going for, you know, guys who are good players, really solid, not all American types, but just really good players going for $2.5 or $3 million right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going back to college.
You imagine being the transfer portal with NIL.
Ooh.
When you just put up the numbers at UL and then LSU or Ole Miss needed a quarterback?
Yeah, a lot of oil in Lafayette, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Out of oil in Lafayette.
So, Ehrman, all things considered, the last 10 days or so, how has Maryland fared?
I mean, I think if you're counting the beginning when clearly Willard was going to leave no matter what and they were still trying to get him back and thought they'd get him back, that was a failure. But otherwise, you know, I think they've done pretty well. You know, Buzz Williams is a respected coach. If you go outside Maryland circles where everybody's kind of just on edge and a lot of people just wanted to use this opportunity to make a splash. I think most people respected the national reaction to me has been pretty positive. So I think they did a pretty good job in an unprecedented situation. Obviously, with no AD in place is a huge handicap.
For sure. And then lastly, we got you. What do you think for the Final Four this weekend?
You know, I picked Houston originally. I hope they do because, you know, I don't want to see Duke win like most people around this area. So right. Hoping, but it feels like an inevitability that Duke's going to win it. But we'll see. Crazier things have happened.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
For sure.
And what's some friends I don't want to hear from.
What'd you think of me tweeting out Buzz GIFs all day yesterday?
You scooped me, man. You scooped me. I resent you now. You were spot on. It was crazy because you said it and, like, a bunch of other people said it at the same time. It was just the fastest, most consolidated leak of information, I think, ever. It just blew up immediately. And I was like, wow, because, you know, I knew he was on the list, but I know some of the boosters and the other people who were assisting in the search had kind of advised maybe to go away from him. So I had kind of semi-written him off. And then it just came out. So I'm going to have to get some commander scoops next year to pay you back.
I appreciate that. I actually have one more real question, but I want to give away tickets real quick. Caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to see The Wiz Wednesday, April 9th against the Brooklyn Nets. You can join Wizards Fan Appreciation Night presented by Michelob Ultra when they I got multiple tickets here. You could go to Wiz Fan Appreciation Night when they face the Sixers at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance take home a Wizards DMV t-shirt, and the Ying Yang Twins will be featured as a special halftime performance.
That's a throwback right there.
If you want to go see the Ying Yang Twins, Ehrman, I'll get you tickets, all right?
I've been dying to see the Ying Yang Twins.
All right, last thing. I would like them to hire Jimmy Patsos. I saw Len Elmore's proclamation that you got to have somebody that understands Maryland and Maryland blood. I think Jimmy would be the best guy to do that. I don't know that Buzz going to do that. I saw Steve Blake publicly politicking to get into coaching at Maryland. I think that's something Gravis would love to do. What are the chances they make one of those kind of hires?
Well, I know for a fact that Gravis has been expressing interest in an assistant coaching job. You know, it's just tough when you get one of these jobs. Most guys want to bring at least one of their assistants. Then you have to get some guys with local ties to local AAU programs and other grassroots people. So there's not many spots to go around. But, you know, I think Gravis would probably be a great hire. You know, it would bring back people love that stuff. They love the sentimentality. And it would excite some people, give more of a Maryland vibe, which is the most common complaint, that it doesn't feel like the people running it or coaching it are Maryland people. So I think he could be great. Steve Blake wanted the head coaching job. That obviously wasn't happening. You can't, you know, coach 2 years as an NBA assistant in 20 years and just jump right, especially right now, as complicated as it is with revenue sharing and all the other things. And Jimmy Patsos would be great, I think, in a GM role. They don't have a GM for basketball. They have one, a general one, G. Roy Simon. He's a football guy overseeing the whole program. But I think they clearly need a GM. Everyone's hiring a GM, and no one is better suited for the job than Jimmy.
Mm. About Jimmy the GM, B? That sounds
that
wild,
would be
right?
Wild.
I love it.
But you know what I said?
It'd be entertaining.
A coach coming from the outside in, just trying to, everybody want to hire everybody from the team, that's kind of like that. You got to be watching over your shoulders a little bit.
Doug,
that's a little trouble to me.
I think I'm going to equate something here. Dan Quinn was asked about Bobby Wagner's leadership, I guess yesterday in Florida. And DQ was like, listen, Bobby's a hell of a leader, and I appreciate that for him, but let's not confuse anything. We wanted Bobby back first and foremost because he's a great football player.
Yeah.
Get the best coach you can. You know what I mean? And if they happen to have grown up in Laurel, even better. Ehrman, we got to run, brother. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jeff, take care, man.
Check out at Jeff Ehrman, Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrmann. Check out Inside MD Sports. We're going to make some bets when we come back. I just got two tweets that are pretty interesting. One is from Ike Dog. Ike Dog says, are we sure Cooper Flagg is the true number one in the draft? Or is this just media driven like Caleb Williams?
I think Cooper Flagg can play, though.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I ain't going to lie. The first game I watched with him, he started off slow as hell. Then all of a sudden, he just took over the damn game. And I say, you know what? This kid has everything.
Dude.
Three-pointer, mid-range, take it to the hole. When he started flushing it on people and blocking shots, I'm like, okay, I'm real with that.
Yo, totally agree, dude. Flag is the real deal. And then I noticed this on Twitter. Somebody tweeted out that everybody from Maryland is now in the transfer portal. And of all people, Derek Queen quote tweeted and said, I did not enter the portal.
Yeah, I didn't enter the portal. I'm going to the pros.
Right. Now he's still going to the draft, but I thought that was cool.
I entered the real portal.
Right.
Where we all trying to go.
All right. Make some picks, boys.
I'm taking the Caps.
Boise State -8.5.
Caps are in a tough spot tonight, man.
They're in a tough spot, but you know what? The other team is sitting home for 3 days. They may be a little messed up.
Know what I'm doing?
I'm going to take the Pistons +13.5.
I'm taking the Wiz. Wiz are +13.5 at home against the Kings. I bet if you want, you probably get a ticket to that joint if you roll over there. Thank you to everyone that listened to the program today.
Give me the under in that game, too, with my parlay.
Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Al Kokin. Thank you to Jeff Ehrman. Fun day today. Good luck to Buzz Williams.
The Wiz game, right, Brian?
Yeah, White Brian, damn it. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it as far, Eber.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.